poll, most Americans oppose allowing children to take puberty blockers. By Hannah Blow on April 15, 2023. Most Americans oppose allowing children to take puberty-blocking drugs, a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey posed several questions related to transgender issues, asking if respondents are open to allowing parents to provide their transgender children or teenagers with puberty-blocking drugs, which can temporarily prevent the effects of puberty that may not align with their gender identity. Overall, 53% said they oppose allowing this, and of those, 39% strongly oppose. Just 32% at least somewhat support allowing parents to provide their gender-confused children with puberty-blocking drugs. Opinions on this issue are divided on party lines. 51% of Democrats, for example, at least somewhat support parents allowing their children to take puberty-blocking drugs, while 77% of Republicans and 53% of independents at least somewhat oppose. Related, doctors trained to affirm children's transgender identification. The survey also indicated that respondents support parental rights. 60% indicated support of requiring K-12 schools to inform parents if their child requests to go by different pronouns at school. While 50% of Democrats believe that should be required, one-third oppose that requirement. Further, the survey found 55% expressing opposition to allowing transgender student athletes to play on sports teams that correspond with their gender identity rather than their biological sex. 54% of independents and 82% of Republicans oppose allowing student athletes to play on sports teams that do not correspond with their biological sex. But 52% of Democrats support allowing boys to play on girls' sports team and vice versa. Of those, one quarter strongly support doing so. Related, transgender activists show their true colors, chase down Riley Gaines at SFSU. The survey also found 32% across the board expressing the belief that society has gone too far in accepting people who are transgender, while 33% said society has not gone far enough. 18% said our society is about right on this issue, and 16% remain unsure. There is partisan divide on this as well, as most Republicans, 58%, say society has gone too far, and most Democrats, 52%, believe society has not gone far enough. The survey was taken April 8 to 11, 2023, among 1,500 United States adult citizens and comes as brands increasingly push the transgender agenda to the forefront. Most recently, Bud Light came under fire after making transgender TikTok creator Dylan Mulvaney a brand ambassador. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was, this brand is in decline, it's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light, Alyssa Heinerscheidt, the vice president of marketing at Bud Light, said during an interview on the Make Yourself at Home podcast. That decision has resulted in backlash, which includes a boycott of the beer. As Breitbart News reported, the boycott is damaging sales of Bud Light, but it may be large enough to dent overall beer sales by the Dutch firm Anheuser-Busch. On Friday, Anheuser-Busch CEO Brendan Whitworth issued a mea culpa in the wake of the company's partnership with Mulvaney. "We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer," Whitworth wrote, continuing, "My time serving this country taught me the importance of accountability and the values upon which America was founded. Freedom, hard work and respect for one another." Related, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.